And then the rest, I think the thing that is so important in research right now in lung cancer is we must be tissue-based. We have to, as we do the next generation of studies, really correlate outcome with tissue. We're doing that better than we were in the past, but really a lot of work went on where tissue was not the primary focus of trials. I can tell you as an active clinician, if tissue is not your priority, you'll never get it. Even at the major cancer centers, because patients come in, you know they're ready for treatment. If you say, well, it's going to take 3 weeks before we get your tissue, it's got to be done as a primary focus of the research. In this study, we're going to try to turn it around in 1 week, and that's because we have a commitment of our pathologist, who's dedicated to our lung cancer area, and of our clinicians. And hopefully this will be a new paradigm that can be followed in other studies. We're already seeing it, by the way, in the frontline setting of lung cancer as well, the follow-on of all the work that's happened in the last year or two with EGFR mutations and gene amplification. There are several studies that are actually now enrolling based on tissue determinations there as well.
I guess one obvious issue with this type of research, and it's an issue in breast cancer, and the NSABP in particular has done a lot of work, and your institution has done a lot of work in terms of neoadjuvant therapy getting tissue, is the patient response to this. In this situation, they're going to have to consent to a biopsy they wouldn't have had otherwise. How have you found patients responding to this, and how do you think they will respond to it?
Well, biopsies in clinical trials are always tough, and especially in lung cancer trials, because you know some of the cases that we hear about might have skin lesions or skull lesions, but lung cancer, for the most part, you're talking about doing a core biopsy into lung with the risks of pneumothorax, and that's not a trivial issue. In a study where the patient potentially can get better treatment because of this biopsy, I hope and I think biopsies, while difficult, will be possible, and that at a place like MD Anderson, we'll see enough patients looking for a better second-line treatment, we'll have enough buy-in and expertise from our clinicians and pathologists that this can be done safely and accurately, and ultimately, hopefully benefit the patient. Certainly there, in the room with the patient, I feel very comfortable that I could tell someone with great confidence that this could help you to gain better treatment. Now, we don't know that for sure, but our hypotheses are based on the most recent research that are currently available in lung cancer. What's hard sometimes is to get a new biopsy for a trial in stage 4 metastatic disease, where one can get chemotherapy at any one of many centers. It's hard to get a biopsy in stage 4 disease if one can get the therapy, like Tarceva, at any center. So that does become a bit more difficult. But again, if we can tell someone that the results of this biopsy would help us to influence the ultimate course of care, I think that people will do it. And, you know, it makes sense. You could potentially get a better therapy. What's hard sometimes is for early stage trials. So if you have a phase 1 trial and you want to obtain tissue, that's often difficult. But again, that's a phase 1 setting. And in a phase 1 setting, your goal can be pharmacology and safety. But if you're asking, does a certain receptor present before treatment correlate with outcome, I think that's a setting where one can do it as well. The problem, of course, is getting second biopsies. So I think we can probably get first biopsies in most cases, but the problem would be getting a second biopsy when someone's on a trial, and that's very difficult to do.